From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Anhydrous milk fat up 17.2. Come on.
Wouldn't you love a bit of anhydrous milk fat?
My
How good
word.
Is that?
And the burr, yeah. The butter, 4.6. The whole milk, 2.2, we'll take it.
That's right. All done. Hey, you can't complain about the start of the year from the global dairy trade auctions, can you? I mean, we'd gone into this auction having seen some pretty strong leading indications from the NZX futures contracts, and I certainly would have been surprised to see a sort of 3% plus or more rise in the global dairy trade price index, the headline price index, and that's exactly what we got, 4.8% rise in the headline index. And context, Mike, is important here. Well, it's always important, but particularly important here. If I go back to the last auction, 5th of January, 3.9% rise in that headline index. So 3.9 in the last one, 4.8 now. And of the last 9 global dairy trade auction outcomes, we've only had one auction where the headline index fell. So we go back to, that was on the 3rd of November. So this positive run goes back to September, Mike. So we've got a trend here, absolutely got a trend, and a 22% rise in the headline index since then. And you're right, at the individual asset levels, some wonderful rises. Skim milk powder, as you said, 7%, whole milk powder, 2.2. And again, just look at the context here, Mike. Skim milk powder, if I go back to 2017-18, that price was bouncing around sort of $2,000 US dollars a metric ton. It's now at 3,243. And whole milk powder as well, also at the upper end of its trading range, if I look back over sort of a 5-year view. So this is good news, undoubtedly good news. Good demand coming out of Asia, Mike. And I think you might recall before Christmas, I pointed out, if looking at the composition of our export destination exposure. In other words, we have a lot of exposure in terms of where we export to. We export to Australia, we export to China. And what's happening in both those countries, they're coming out of COVID relatively well and in a relatively strong position. In fact, if I look at fourth quarter GDP that was announced out of China on Monday, 6.5%, it was above expectations for the year. China will be at 2.3%. Now, I know historically that's a fairly low number for China, but if I compare it to all the other major economies for 2020, when we finally get those numbers, it's probably going to be at the top of the pack. So this is very good news for us in terms of what's happening with demand for our stuff. The economies we're exporting to, they're doing well. Good news, Mike.
Good stuff. Now, the NZIER, this is the interesting one, and you were talking yesterday about profitability, and this is covered off in this. Yes, it's positive compared to where it was. Is it positive enough, though?
Yeah, I think there's definitely. So we're talking here about the NZIER, the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, their quarterly survey of business opinion. It's probably sort of the benchmark survey in this space. Now, at the headline level, net confidence, we've got 16% of people expecting a deterioration in the general economic conditions over the coming months. Now, you sort of look at that in face value and say, oh, that's kind of maybe a little bit disappointing. Maybe given the resilience we'd seen in the economy through the second half of 2010, we might have been hopefully closer to zero. But again, last quarter, 38% were looking at expecting a deterioration. And back in March, it was 68%. So the trend is in the right direction. I think there is some glass half full, half empty on this one. I'm going to take the glass half full. It does point to resilience. Yes, profitability is quite subdued. Cost pressures are hard to pass on. Own trading activity has sort of stalled. But if we look ahead, Mike, expectations on own trading activity, they're positive at +9, and there's optimism in the labour market indicators as well. So people's expectations for hiring are at +15, and the long run average on that is +1. In fact, one of the issues out of this survey, Mike, is that we might see some capacity constraints. We might not be able to find the labour, and that could be a concern.
Where have we heard that before? What are the numbers?
Right. The US market positive at this stage. The Dow Jones 30,939. It's up 125 points. S&P 500 3792 up 24. The NASDAQ 13,129 up 131. So sort of half to 1% gains in the US markets. The FTSE 100 down small, 6712. The Nikkei up 391 points, 1.4%, 28633. The Shanghai Composite down 30.3566 across the Tasman yesterday. They gained 1.19% on the ASX 200, up 80.6742. We gained 43 points in the NZX 50. That's 0.33%, 12,881. On the currencies, not much movement. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.7110. Against the Aussie, 0.9239. Against the Euro, 0.5866. Against the quid, 0.5221. Japanese yen, 73.86. Gold is trading at $1,841.51. And no joy for the V8 drivers here, Mike. Brent crude, $55.94.
Jeez, have a good one, mate. We'll catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.